Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Your Next Reality Podcast. I'm your host, Lily Tombe, and thank you for joining me on episode 8. I say this every time, but I feel like this has absolutely flown by. Like, to think that I've sat here and recorded and published 8 episodes is absolutely insane. And I want to say thank you to each and every one of you guys who are continuing on this journey. I know last week's episode you guys really, really loved. And I could definitely do a part 2 to it. You guys said that I was too nice with certain situations. I loved hearing that feedback. I do know. I think 99.9% of the things that I read, 100% I think you should break up with them. But I was trying to play devil's advocate a little bit, right? I hope if I read your situation, you know, I wish you the absolute best. But last week's episode was fun to record, but also a little bit heartbreaking because I'm like, you guys are with some terrible people. But anyways, yes, I hope you guys all had a very beautiful Valentine's Day, whether you were alone or with friends or with a loved one. I hope that you felt the love. I love Valentine's Day only because I get to wear like pink and red and white and dress up, and I think it's super, super cute. But speaking of love, today's episode is about self-love. I know I did an identity episode a few weeks ago. However, I never actually got to answer any of you guys' questions regarding that topic. It was just my own personal take. So today we're mainly focusing on self-love because I said something last in that episode when I said that in order to love yourself, you first have to know yourself, which is why the identity episode came first and the self-love episode is today. But I will be honest. My social media manager had texted me for pictures to post for this week that, you know, show me doing some self-care and self-love activities. And I didn't have any. So, she's like, do you have a picture of you doing a face mask? No. Maybe, like, from when I was younger. But I really realized that maybe I need to take my advice that I gave you during this episode. Because I think my form of, like, self-love and self-care has evolved over time. I no longer need to, like, sit and put on a face mask. I do love using my like teeth whitener and like, you know, because I'm a yapper, you could probably tell. And when you like are whitening your teeth, you can't talk. So it's like, great. I get to sit in silence for 20 minutes or I just go on TikTok. Anyways. So yeah, she's like, do you have any pictures? I'm like, no, I don't. So I don't know what she's planning on doing. But anyways, thank you guys for tuning into this episode, and I'm going to just be diving straight into you guys' questions around this topic. So this one is a lot of questions, and so I'm going to read them one by one. What does self-love look like in your everyday life? For me, I would say self-love looks like waking up and choosing myself in every way. And what I mean is, for me, it's like choosing that regardless of whatever's happening or whether I had a terrible night's sleep, like choosing to be joyful in that moment, waking up, fixing my bed, you know, moving my body, whether that happens in the very beginning of the morning or at the end of the night, like going to the gym, lifting, going on walks, whatever the case is, taking care of myself. I feel like I've said this in a past episode as well. Like when I get ready, whether I'm going to class for 2 hours or, you know, I'm going to be there all day. Like, I love to get ready and put effort into myself because I know that when I put effort into myself, I feel better about myself. I would say taking time to separate myself from my phone and, like, people at some point in time during the day. I think that I love taking naps. So for me, I just actually woke up from a nap. I'm actually vlogging right now. So let me just update the vlog. Hey guys, I'm in the middle of recording the podcast episode, but I finally sat down to record it after my, what was supposed to be 1 hour nap turned into a 3 hour nap. Yes, anyways, bye. You're like, Lily, why are you vlogging? Because, you know, I need to get in my bag, right? Law school isn't cheap, and it's not looking pretty right now. So whatever I can do to make some money, I'm kidding. No, I'm not. Anyways, and yeah, I like to separate myself and really just take time for myself every single day. yeah, I would say that's what self-love looks like for me. I'm trying to get better about doing like affirmations because I think they're very powerful. Even what like makes me cry every day is like if I'm on TikTok and there's like a mom or a dad like doing their kid's hair or getting their kid ready for school, and then like the kid like recites their affirmations. Because I don't think people realize how powerful words are, and that can be a positive or a negative thing. I think the words that you speak over yourself actually play a role in you, or the words that you let other people speak over yourself also play a big role in that as well. And so I would say just choose to be kind to yourself. Like, that's one goal that I have, especially for this week, is to be kinder, whether it's to myself or other people. I wouldn't say that I'm mean. I don't think I am, but I think I just need to be nicer to myself all around. I think your body, like, you've already overcome so much, and your body does so much for you every single day. And I think a way to give back to yourself is to, like, take care of yourself, whether it's, like, meal prepping, which makes me, you know, so happy, or, like, baking, like, although I suck, like, I can bake a good bagel, thank you very much, and all those different things, like, activities that make you happy. I think self-love is all about giving back to yourself, it's all about pouring back into you, and I would say that the main thing should be you, if that makes sense. Like, I would say taking time every single day to just show yourself appreciation is how self-love looks like for me every single day. How has your understanding of self-love evolved over the years? Okay, yeah, I think I can speak on this briefly. I would say I didn't really have a concept of self-love. I think it also shows, like, I didn't know who I was. If you like backtracked a couple years ago, I was very lost and confused. And so because I didn't know who I was, I couldn't love who I was. So I would say my idea of self-love has kind of evolved over time. I thought that self-love or self-care just looked like putting on a face mask and sitting in your room. I thought it just meant all those different things, but I think it's actually like fully accepting who you are, and choosing to be a better version of yourself every single day. So I'd say over the years, my self-love has evolved from being other people-centered to me-centered. I thought that, like, for whatever reason, I thought that in order to, like, love myself, it meant that, like, other people had to love me first. I don't think that's true. I think that you are able to love yourself first. And I think the love that you have for yourself is going to be some of the best love that you experience in your life. And I think it's the only truly consistent form of love that you'll have for the rest of your life. I think you are the person that's with yourself 24/7. And so taking time to understand who you are so that you're able to truly love who you are, I think, is one of the greatest things. And yeah, when was the last time you truly felt proud of yourself? Oh my gosh, that's a really good question. Thank you for that question. Wow. Okay, I would say, I was going to say when I launched the podcast, I was really, really proud of myself because I went like on a little rabbit hole. I ran around trying to do this for the longest time. So I'm really proud that I took that step. However, yesterday I PR'd. So I think I was very proud of myself yesterday. So yeah, I was a little irritated. And so, you know, and no pre-workout. It was great. So I was really proud of myself. I did PR yesterday. And why? I think because my relationship with my body and like working out and going to the gym has really evolved since I came to college. It's really interesting because I think people typically have the opposite effect where people talk about freshman 15 or whatever. And I could talk about that for a long time. But I think I kind of had like the opposite effect in which like I started actually loving like going to the gym and working out. And so I think seeing like progress and seeing myself get stronger over time makes me smile a lot. So yeah. What's one thing that you learned about yourself in the past year that has helped you grow? Okay, I would say honestly realizing that I'm like, I try to be a perfectionist has helped me grow, because when I mess up like on the smallest things and I get really, really mad at myself, like I think it's something that like it just affects me a lot. And I think it's helped me understand why I do certain things, if that makes sense. Like, I think I'm a lot kinder to myself because I understand that my mind is like wired in this way, to make me want to do things for whatever reason, like perfectly. And I would also say I learned that I was putting my self-worth and identity in a lot of things and people. And I think that really messed with my brain. So I had to backtrack and unlearn that a little bit. Let's see. Okay, this kind of ties, I think, a lot of the episodes that we've already done together. But I think also realizing that I, like, love the people around me so, so deeply. And it used to be something that I was like scared of doing because I was really scared of people leaving. And I think I kind of let go of that insecurity or that mindset and just decided to love the people around me like the best that I can. And I think it's taught me that like the people around me like truly know my heart and I don't have to prove myself to anybody because they already know. And I also would say, I was going to say this for the family episode, but I would say that you really are similar to your parents, whether it's good and bad. And I think if you're aware of the positive and negative traits that you inherited from both of them, then I think it'll help you evolve and grow as a person. I saw a video today, and it was like when you realize that, like whether it's like your how you are anxious, like you, there are certain traits that you like physically, like biologically inherit like from your parents. And it explains who you are. And so if you continue to try and like run away from that, and you're like too scared, like you're like, oh, I don't want to be like my parents or whatever the case is, like you're going to inevitably end up that way. I think it only works if you address the situation head on. I think me understanding that I am very similar to most, like I realize me and my dad, we have like very similar personalities. And I realized that more, like more recently, I think it's helped me evolve and grow as a person to be the person that I want to be. So I'd say that. How do you practice self-compassion, especially when you make a mistake or face setbacks? I've made plenty of mistakes. I have been set back plenty of times. And I think, unfortunately, a lot of the compassion that I show myself is what I've learned from other people, if that makes sense. I think it's really, really, I think we're our biggest critic. It's really hard to look at ourselves and like the mistakes that we've made.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
But like, it's okay. But we're very quick to show compassion to the people around us. And I would just say, I would say honestly, just understanding, especially when it comes to like facing setbacks, that like every little thing, whether it sets you back 60 years or sets you back a day, like it's a part of the bigger story and like the life that you're eventually going to live. And I think if we put so much like focus on, I need to get everything done right now, or I need to do this right the first time, whatever the case is, it just creates unnecessary stress and pressure. And I think I've come to terms with the fact that like life isn't going to go exactly the way that I want it. I'm not going to get everything that I want in life, and understanding that that's okay. Like when I fail, whether it's a class or, you know, at a situation or whatever the case is, like understanding that this is all part of the bigger picture. And one day I'm going to look back and realize that it really doesn't matter that much, to be completely honest. And it's hard. It's hard to be kind to yourself, as weird as that sounds. But I would say once you practice those other things, like understanding what self-love looks like you, I think you will be a lot kinder to yourself. I would say acknowledging my feelings and knowing that like my frustration or my concern that I'm feeling in that moment regarding whatever situation is valid. However, it doesn't have to define me, if that makes sense. Yes. Okay. Do you believe self-love is a journey or a destination? That's a really good question. I would say it's a journey. I think, as I've already said, like self-love and like loving yourself and who you are changes because you change. I think the qualities, whether it's the qualities about you, whether it's physically or whatever the case is, as you grow, you're going to change. And therefore, I think it makes complete sense for you. Your journey of like what self-love looks like for you is going to change. And I think sometimes things aren't going to work. Sometimes waking up and, you know, looking in the mirror and telling yourself you're beautiful 60 times isn't going to work for you. Sometimes it's going to. Like, I think it honestly is just about trial and error. I think there's no destination because I don't think there's an end point to loving yourself. I think as you continue to change and evolve and as you continue to grow as a person, like that whole process is going to change as well. And I think marking it as a destination, like, shows that there's an end point. And there really isn't an end point, I think, to anything. I think I'm still learning. I'm still growing. I think, just to shout somebody out really quickly, an influencer named Spencer Barbosa. She's from Canada. I hope I said her last name right. I absolutely love her and like her videos and who she is and who she stands, what she stands for. And I think she's truly like one of the, and I hate the hate that she's gotten. I know that's counterintuitive, but anyways, I really just dislike the amount of hate that she gets like from trolls online, because I think, I don't know if she realizes like how much she's empowering like young people to learn to like truly love themselves and understand that like social media is really fake. And she just is like a breath of fresh air and seems very kind-hearted and very pure, and has like the biggest heart, you can just tell. I would say surrounding yourself with people who love them, that's one thing. Let's talk about that real quick. Don't surround yourself with people who constantly talk about themselves 24/7. I know it probably says that they're insecure, right? If your friend's like, I'm ugly 24/7, obviously, like, you know, your default answer is like, no, you're not. Like, you're not. Like, you're beautiful. And that's not lying, because I think everybody truly is beautiful. And I don't think you're lying in any way, but it's very exhausting to be around people who hate themselves. And I feel like at some point in time, you got to distance yourself from that. I would say surround yourself with people who are on the journey to loving themselves. I'm saying they're not going to have perfect moments 24/7. Everybody has their moments of insecurity or their moments of not loving themselves, but surround yourself with people who strive to do better, and not only strive to lift themselves up, but also strive to lift other people up, so that when you're having that bad day or when you're down, like, you have people in your circle who are telling you that you're okay, like, you're beautiful, you're gonna get through this, or that you're capable. Like, I don't think people just want to hear that they're beautiful 24/7, right? If you wanted that, you'd probably post on Instagram 24/7, and the comments would be flooded with people saying that. On that note, I will say a couple of things. I had to, like, there were some point in times where I really had to check myself, because I think posting on Instagram for me was like this game where I would like, oh yay, like, let's see like how much approval I could get. Bad idea, right? Bad idea. We'll unpack my mindsets and stuff in a later episode, because we will talk about social media. I did get a personal request to talk about that, and I will. And I would just say really quickly, like, even if you're strolling in the comments and you're seeing like 100 people tell you that you're beautiful, you don't feel anything. I think for a second you're like, yay, like, I'm beautiful. But if you don't truly believe that inside, those comments mean absolutely nothing. You could have the whole entire world telling you how gorgeous and amazing and perfect you are, and it still wouldn't mean anything. And that's why one thing that I dislike when there's like a really drop dead gorgeous influencer and they like share that they have an insecurity, and somebody's like, shut up, like, you're literally, everybody tells you that you're hot 24/7. If you do not believe that yourself, the people saying it doesn't mean anything to you. Sorry, that was a little bit of a tangent. But I was going to say, I think self-love is a lot more than just about being physically, like, beautiful. Like, I think somebody telling you, like, you're beautiful 24/7, like I just said, is only going to do so much. Like, I think there are other traits that people find greater than just your physical appearance. Like, telling someone that you're capable, that you're going to get through this, you're strong, I think those all help build up your self-love. But anyways, so I would just say surround yourself with people who love themselves or are on the journey to do so. All right. How do you handle moments when you feel disconnected from your true self? I don't know who wrote these questions, but you cooked. Okay. yes. Thank you to whoever submitted this. I would say that's a really good question. I like going back. I journal. I've talked about this. And so if I'm really having like a terrible time, I like to go back and read like letters that I wrote to myself. Or read through like different things from my past to remind me of where I've come. And I think although you don't have to necessarily be your past self, I think there's definitely still like remnants of like the old Lily in that. And so sometimes I'll go back and like read and understand, whether it's a realization of, wow, I'm so different from who I used to be. I don't know why it's like a switch in my brain. If I ever go back and read something or even just like look at pictures of me from when I was younger, like something in me like recalibrates and I'm like, okay. And I had this like moment, I would say like this week, I don't know if it was last week, where I was just really confused. Like I was having a terrible time and I was like, I don't know what's going on with me. I was kind of like, I felt like a fraud in many ways. And so I was kind of just like, I need to disconnect. I need to figure out. I literally just went, I grabbed my phone and I walked to like the park by the gym and I literally just sat there. Well, I walked for a while, played some music, and I just sat in silence. I just sat in silence and just let my thoughts kind of go. And I allowed myself to just be present and kind of figure out what's happening, right? So it was like, I just need to disconnect from everyone and everything for a second. And just, I hate being like, reconnect with nature. But that is what I needed to do. I just went and sat and watched the sunset. And I truly just felt peace. And I was able to reassure myself that I would be okay. And so when I'm disconnected from my true self, I like to go. And whether it's just I sit in silence by myself, or I know people are scared of that, like the thought of like listening to your own thoughts, but at some point in time, you're gonna have to take those thoughts captive and decide whether they're gonna rule over your life or not. And sometimes I play like a really good worship playlist, which I have, if you wanna let me know. It's like 7 hours. And I just sit there and I just listen to positive music and things over myself. Unrelated, but I think it is related at the same time. I also had to catch myself because I know I said that I was listening to like worship music. I realized that every single ounce of media that you consume affects you whether you realize it or not. Right? I love Future, don't get me wrong. But if I'm listening to that man 24/7, it could be a really good thing or a really bad thing. You know what I mean? Like, I realized that, like, the words that are being spoken in a song, and I use Future, and don't get me wrong, there's songs like this in every single category. There's country music where I'm listening to it and I'm like, what? The old classic jazz hits, right? Like, everything, like, I had to be very conscious of what I was letting being spoken over me. Right? And I met whether it's people or whether it's I'm listening to music and I'm like, what is this man saying? Like, and so that's why I'm really intentional about sitting in silence, because you don't realize how much stuff is like feeding into your brain. And so just allowing myself to sit in silence or sit with music that I know is either instrumental and doesn't have words and isn't gonna, you know, call me outside my name. But yeah, anyways, that's what I would say. Now, what role does forgiveness for yourself and others play in your sense of identity? I think a somewhat controversial opinion in this. I think the only person that you need to forgive in order to truly become who you need to be is yourself. I think, as I talked about in the past, like a lot of your identity is made up of like a lot of things that other people have said about you, right? Whether it's positive or negative, whether your family, you know, would always speak negatively about you, whether people at school, whatever the case is. I think you have to live with the fact that you're not going to get an apology from 99.9% of the people. I know there's people in my life who are never going to apologize, who are never going to take accountability for their actions. And I can't sit around and wait for that to happen in order to heal and become who I'm supposed to be. I think a lot of things we also realize, and even in those situations in which we know we're not at fault, we are so quick, so quick to blame ourselves, find whatever reason to blame ourselves, whatever the case is. And I don't think that's right. I think we truly need to start with forgiving ourselves. And I think that will allow us, I think honestly what forgiving yourself could be like is, I know the situation hurts you a lot, Lily. And I know you feel really stupid for continuously going back to this or continually feeling, you know, some type of way about it. But like, know that this is completely normal. Like, your feelings are valid. It's going to be okay. And yeah, that person may not, you know, ever tell you that they feel bad, but you don't have to wait for them to move on. I think forgiveness of other people without them giving you an apology is one of the greatest things that we can learn. Because I think at the end of the day, it only harms yourself. And I think you got to be a little bit more selfish and love yourself a little bit more than just wait for somebody else to come and say they're sorry for something. They're not gonna. And that's okay. That's okay. I think also understanding that everything is part of life and people's inability to you know, apologize is often rooted in their own pride and insecurity. And I would say that forgiving yourself is the most important thing that you can do in order to become who you're truly meant to be. I don't think you need to receive an apology from somebody else in order to forgive them. Also, another thing, forgiving somebody does not mean saying, I will totally take you back. No. I think forgiving somebody truly just means like, I am no longer letting this be a burden over my life. Yeah, the situation sucked. Yeah, it hurt me, but that's okay. Life goes on and will continue to go on. You don't need that person back in your life. You could have them back in your life, whatever, depends on the situation, honestly. But I would say forgiveness is the one of the biggest steps in becoming who you are. I think also last year, my freshman year of college, I was really excited to go to college. And I knew that I was excited because I had a lot of learning to do and I had a lot of unlearning to do. I remember I got to school and I would say it's like probably like 2 weeks in, and I was so overwhelmed because I was like, I truly was really excited to come here. Because I was like, yes, like I'm going to truly be able to become who I want to become. I'm going to be able to, you know, move on from certain situations. And I just found myself so stuck. And I was like, I worked so hard to get to this point in which I'm able to distance myself from people and heal. And now I'm so overwhelmed and I don't know where to start. I had called my oldest sister and I think she was just like, you just got to do it. She was like, you waited like this long for this change to happen. And I know it's scary, but you got to do it. And I know healing like hurts, but you got to do it for yourself. You got to do it for yourself in the future. You got to do it for yourself in the past. And you have to forgive yourself moving forward. And I thought that was very, very good advice. And I think I've become who I am because I've decided to take the scary step of healing. And it's not a linear process, I'll say that. All right. Thank you for that. Those were questions from one person, right? Whoever you are, 10 out of 10. Great job. Okay. As a person of color and someone who has no other family members that are pursuing the same major such passions as I often feel really lost. Deep down, I feel lonely and incredibly anxious about my future. Do you have any thoughts? Okay, well, firstly, thank you for sharing. And I think I can speak to this because I'm also a person of color who is pursuing a field that nobody else in my family is. Everybody in my family took a business slash marketing route slash accounting slash finance, right? So they're all in that sector, right? Still social sciences, but still very different. And I'm the youngest, obviously. So one thing that people always say, like, oh my gosh, it's so amazing having siblings, is the fact that you have, like, I have four older siblings. And people are always like, oh my gosh, you could learn from them. Like, they can help you. But it's really different when there's nobody that's doing something like you. And I think especially being in a area or a subject field where there's already not a lot of women of color, it's really hard because you already kind of feel like an outcast in more ways than one. And you already know that you're going to have to work 10 times harder to get to the same position as a lot of people. And not having people even in your own family or your own corner who are going down the same route is a little bit scary. And I understand how you feel. And I think one thing that helped me is like having to seek people outside my family and people just like, I had to take the time and effort to find people who were similar to me in whether they're going in the same, you know, career path or they're majoring the same thing, whatever the case is, or like mentors and stuff like that who are in the same area. I think that's what helped me the most. It helps you feel a little bit less lost because I think it's really easy to get to that place and just fill your mind with so much doubt. They're like, do I even want to do this? But I think it's oftentimes like our loneliness in that area that is actually pushing us to think that we don't want to do that anymore. And I believe if it's something that you're truly, truly passionate about, regardless of whether you have somebody who you know that's in the same career path or has similar interests to you, whatever the case is, I think it's something that you're truly passionate about. Like just surrounding yourself with people who understand that, I think will help you more than anything. I think it's also really easy to be anxious about your future. I think it just shows that you care. However, I think having incredible anxiety about the future obviously can be crippling to the point where you're like, I don't want to do this anymore. Even just thinking about people who I know, right, who are pursuing music or things like that, where they don't have a lot of support, right, that they are really putting all of their eggs in one basket because this is what they truly are passionate about and this is what they want to do. I think I have so much respect and admiration for people like that because they don't really care what their family thinks. They're going to do everything in their power to make sure that they make it. And I think you're only able to do that if it's something that you truly, truly want to do. And so I would say just remind yourself of your why. Like, why did you decide to go down the career path that you're choosing? Or why are you interested in the things that you're interested in? I think our little quirks and interests are what make us who we are. Remember who you're doing this for. I think hopefully, first and foremost, you're doing it for yourself. And know that you deserve this, right? Yeah. I hope you're doing it for yourself first and foremost. If you're not, let's fix that first. Then also, I think you're obviously probably doing it for your family as well. I think all of us really want to do things to make our family and our future families proud. And so I would say, remember your why and remind yourself every single day what your why is, because you're probably experiencing imposter syndrome and something that all of us are going to experience if we have not experienced yet. So I would just say, be kind to yourself. You're going to fail many times. You're going to be set back, like we've talked about in the past, but understanding your why and having that be at the forefront of your mind and remind yourself every single day that you're working towards the life that you want. Yeah. So yeah, I can say I can definitely relate to you on many levels with that. Even in many different things, even stuff I haven't said. So I would say, whoever you are, let's talk because I feel you. And I'm also interested about like what your major and passions are. I was mentoring a student. I believe she's now a freshman in college. And she was experiencing something very, very similar where she was like grappling with all those different emotions of like, kind of being the first in your family to do something, but also just think about the legacy that you're going to create. Like, just be the first person, right? Maybe somebody in your, you know, past bloodline or whatever the case is wanted to do something like you, but they're just too scared to. Like, be the person who steps out and be the first to do it. Okay? What do you think the key to truly loving yourself is? I would say knowing yourself. I think truly knowing who you are and taking time to just sit with yourself and learn about yourself is the key to truly loving yourself. I would say try to mirror the love in some ways that you show other people. I think we're so quick to love everybody else around us, but so slow to do it for ourselves. I'd say give yourself the same grace and understanding that you give other people. How do you love yourself more, and how do you figure out how to love? Ooh, good question. Okay. How do you learn to love yourself, and how do you figure out how to love? Okay. I would say spend time with yourself. Actually, I would say in some ways it aligns with what your like love languages are. Like if you're a quality time person, you probably would like to spend quality time with yourself. If you're a words of affirmation person, you probably wouldn't want to speak words of affirmation over yourself. What are the other ones? You know, you get the gist. Like if you're a acts of service, do things for yourself. Like I think those are all ways that we can show our self-love and love ourselves more. But I would say at the root of it, I think it's just spending more time with yourself. We learn like in psychology, like proximity plays a lot in like how much you love somebody. And I think if you're close to yourself or with yourself, then your body will psychologically be rewired to love yourself more. And I would just say speak positively about yourself, and also surround yourself with people who speak positively about themselves as well as you, and vice versa. And how do you figure out what to love? Okay. I think obviously there's qualities about ourselves that we all probably don't like, right? And I think one step to loving yourself more, I think, is accepting yourself fully as you are, even insecurities involved. And what I mean by that is if there's like a trait that I have that I actually like really hate, I understand that that like makes me part of who I am, right? Whether it's like I hate my laugh or something like that. Like I understand that that makes me the person that I am. And so I'm going in the process of loving myself, I'm accepting myself fully, even the parts that I don't like, and especially things that I cannot change. And so how to figure out what to love, I think you have to love everything. And if there's things that you don't love, take steps to change it. But only take steps to change it if it's something that you truly want to do and not something that other people want to. And I'm not talking about physically. That's a different conversation. But like if you have a really bad habit of not texting people back, I am so sorry, people. I sincerely apologize. I need to be better about texting people back. See, I just had to text somebody back. Yesterday, my friend, she was dropping off, or I wanted to give her a Valentine's Day gift, right? This girl was standing outside my house for about 10, 15 minutes, and I didn't get I never got the text. I just got that, okay, I'm gonna head out text. And I'm like, what? I don't know why she didn't ring the doorbell, but anyways, I was like, oh my gosh, like I didn't hear. I like run downstairs and I felt awful, okay? That is part of me not responding to texts. I would say if you have a quality about yourself that you don't like obviously me not responding to people's text messages is not benefiting anybody at all. So that's something I need to work on. That is something that I'm going to do. Like qualities and traits like that. I'm not talking about never mind. That's controversial. Okay. that is what I would say. Okay. Next. I got asked this question. And I think the fact that you asked this in this category, I think you don't need to ask this question because I think you know. But let me just read the question. This is, why is it that Black men typically hate to date Black women? If you didn't know, I am a Black woman. Hey, okay, I'm not a Black man, so I can't answer that. That's what I was going to say. I was going to call up a Black man, but I was advised not to do that. And don't ask him that question. So I'm not gonna answer it. I don't know. That's not something I can answer. Unfortunately, that's not my area of expertise. But yeah, I'm so sorry. We can talk about this in the DMs, but I can't talk about this on this particular episode of the podcast. But yeah. I was like, why don't we just get a live perspective? But I was told absolutely not. See, look at me being censored. I'm trying to bring the people some real quality information, and I was just told I can't do it. So let me not. Yeah. So sorry, I can't answer that question. Okay. So before we continue, I want to give a quick trigger warning. The next part includes a discussion about eating disorders or disordered eating. And so if you need to skip ahead, skip to about 40 minutes in the podcast episode for content that isn't about this subject. Thank you. Please do. So yeah. Okay. This question says, I'm highly insecure about my body. I try to work on myself, but I always feel like I end up just stopping and binging. Hi, whoever said this. I want to say thank you for sharing, and also you're not alone. I think, as well as many people, I'm somebody who has I don't want to say suffered, but struggle through different types of disordered eating. And I think I am not a doctor, so I can't give you the best help, but I will just speak from my personal experience. I'm definitely not an expert in this area, but I think it's something that I've definitely struggled with. I would say I'll just speak to my situation and then you can take what applies and apply it to yourself. I think for the longest time, I was so focused on trying to be like super like skinny, which is crazy because I was never skinny. And so I was really focused on trying to be like the thinnest version that I possibly could, to the point where I was restricting myself so much. And it was often when you restrict so much is when you would binge more. And then I would just continue the cycle of like feeling really guilty. And then you just continue and you go on and on and on. And then you don't get anywhere. And I think I had to understand, for me, at least personally, that I needed to not restrict myself as much, and that food was my fuel. That if I wanted to feel good about myself, or if I wanted to lose weight, whatever the case is, I actually had to be feeling my body. And I think what helped me is understanding like how much my body does for me and how far it's taken me and all those different things. And I'm very grateful for it. And that's not something that I was ever grateful for. So I think it's really easy to look in the mirror and be like, oh my gosh, like I don't like what I see. But I think understanding that, like, it makes me a little bit like emotional or sensitive to think about it. Like, your body has been with you through it all. It's gotten you through every single sickness, every single heartbreak, whatever the case is. And I just learned to love and appreciate it. I knew that me continuing to go down this cycle of like heavily restricting myself was not going to help me in any way, shape, or form. And I would also ask you, what is your motivation in trying to physically better yourself? Is it something that you just feel like, oh, you would feel better about yourself if you looked this type of way, or whatever the case is? Because I think one thing I had to learn is before I even, you know, get to whatever my goal is or whatever the case is, I have to understand that I am who I am right now. And one thing that's really interesting, and I have somebody who can definitely speak to this and will be on the podcast in the near future, is like, even when you go through those like seasons of like losing weight, like when I lost weight in freshman year of college, I feel like I felt the worst about myself that I ever did. It was because I was not feeling my body properly. I wasn't happy. I was doing all these different things, not because I wanted to do it, but just because I thought that's what was expected of me. I thought, you have no excuses. You need to look a certain way. And it just never worked out that way. And so I would just say, the process of loving yourself isn't linear. I would say I understand. I think a lot of people, men and women, can speak to going through those cycles of disordered eating, and understand that you have to be kind to yourself in the process of getting to where you want to be. And restricting your body and telling yourself that you can't have anything is not going to help you. It never helped me. It just, you know, made me continue to stay in the place that I didn't want to stay. Okay? Okay. So today I hear you, and I'm really sorry that you're going through this. I think it's really, really tough, because I think we're our biggest critic, and especially when we're trying to work on ourselves. And I think for me, I just continue to get stuck in this cycle. You're not alone. I think many, many people suffer with body image issues and disordered eating, and it doesn't mean that you're failing or that you're never going to get to where you want to be. I think everybody's process to getting, quote, to where they want to be, I think, is never linear. And so just being kind to yourself and taking it day by day, I think, will help you greatly. And I would say at least something that helped for me is, instead of trying to do these big drastic changes, I would try and do small steps that make me feel good, right? Like small little things, whether it's like, I don't know, going on a walk every single day, or trying to eat like protein packed meals or something like that. Like, those are things that I do that like makes me feel good about myself, and know that like your progress is about being perfect every single day. Like, you don't have to have a no sugar day 24/7. I don't think I ever have a no sugar day, but it's the fact that you're showing up for yourself every single day, that you're choosing yourself every single day, that you're starting with those little steps daily. And I think it's a way to be kind to yourself, and I think it's a way to stay realistic within your goals. I think, and if binging is something that you're dealing with, like you said you were, I would say check in with yourself. I think for me, one thing that was me restricting myself too much. That's why I was going through the cycle and down these patterns. And then are there emotions that like trying to push away in the process? Because I think honestly, trying to better yourself, whether that looks like you going to the gym or eating better, is a very emotional process that people don't talk about. There's a lot of emotions attached to that, whether it's positive or negative. And I think oftentimes the negative ones comes from us simply being too hard for ourselves. And I would say you deserve to feel good in your body and you deserve to feel at peace with yourself. So if you ever want to talk about this, this is definitely a topic that I've experienced or I've been through. I can definitely speak to this on a more personal level if you would like. Like I say, my DMs are always open. Okay. Yes. All right. Let's see. There was one that I took a picture of. Okay. Let me find it on my phone. This one was really good. Okay. I'm sorry. I need to find it. And let me try not to cry. I don't know who's putting these questions, but y'all cooked. Okay. If you could give your younger self one piece of advice about self-love, what would that be? Ooh. I would say be kinder to yourself. I know it's cliche, but I think I was very, very hard on myself growing up. There's a lot that I want to talk about on this particular topic in specific, and we'll get to it. We will get to it eventually, but I think that's one that I definitely want to sit and like plan and really talk about. What's a personal affirmation or mantra that you say to yourself when you need a confidence boost? Ooh, that's a good one. I like to look at myself and say I'm capable because I think it applies to many different things. I'm capable. I'm ready. I think one thing, this wasn't the question, but I have like a playlist that I play when I need like hype, like when I need to be hyped. Before my mock trial competitions, I used to put like a playlist on and I would like get in that, like I was a defense attorney. I had to be in like a, you know, a little bit of a, you know, that attitude had to come out a little bit. And like, I would just say, but I like to say that I'm capable. I look myself in the mirror and I say I'm capable. Also, I always say, I've said it a million times and now my friends have started saying this, rejection is redirection in every way, shape or form. So that's what I always say. That's another thing I say to myself because, you know, I feel like we all get rejected like every single day, but not, you know. Anyways, what's one thing you do for yourself regularly that makes you feel you're truly taking care of your needs? I would say simply just moving my body. I know. Whether it's me deciding I'm going to walk to campus instead of taking the bus or whatever the case is, like truly just getting to like unplug from technology and just, you know, whatever, like I'm truly able to check in on myself that way. And so whether it's going to the gym at the end of the night or whatever the case is, like I truly feel like I'm taking care of my needs fully. So I would say like emotionally, physically, spiritually, all I'm able to just have that moment to myself. I think it's mainly emotional. Like I think just being able to disconnect and just, I love it. Anyways, what's something about yourself that you learned that you're learning to appreciate more each day?
Aww. Why, Shayla's?
I think I'm learning to appreciate, I would say, my humor. I think we always say the funniest people are the thing, people who like, I would say that people with divorced parents are the funniest. I truly think that, you know, we are. But I think appreciating my humor, I think it's really easy to just, like, I think I'm a really funny person and I'm just now starting to accept that. But I think I've been saying it for a while, but I think I'm truly starting to accept that. And I think it's like a beautiful thing to like choose joy and happiness, even when things aren't perfect. So yeah. If your life were a book, what would the title be? Don't ask me that question. I don't know. Maybe Remix Reality. Is that corny? Probably. Okay. How would it reflect your journey of self-love and identity if my life were a book? I think that the book would be incomplete. I think there would be pages that were empty. I think there would be pages that were filled to the brim. I think there would be tears on certain pages. I think there would be a smiley face on others. I think there would be words that were spoken over me that I don't agree with. I think there would be words that I decided to speak over myself that I agree with. And yeah, I think it would just be a messy book because I think that's what everybody's journey to loving their self looks like. So tears and all, happiness and all of the above, I think is what my book would look like. All right. I like ending on that. That was a cute question. I know I said don't ask me that, but I think that's a really beautiful question and thank you to whoever asked me. All right. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of Remix Reality Podcast. I always say that these are going to be the shorter ones and then they don't end up being short. But thank you for listening to me talk about self-love and identity. Thank you for submitting all your questions. And if you need any wisdom or guidance on anything that I talked about, I think there was a couple situations where I said I could definitely speak to a little bit more. If you reach out to me, I know these were anonymous, so it kind of defeats the whole purpose of it. But I would love to have a conversation with you guys if you are willing. Remember, Remix Reality Podcast on Instagram, as well as lily.tombe on Instagram as well. So thank you guys so much for tuning into this week's episode. Funny enough, there's a lot going on right now, and I was going to make today's episode the Faith episode. One of my favorite influencers is like getting canceled right now. But I was like, let me give it a second. If you know, you know. And I will be back soon. We have a few more segments in the February episode, in the February series with February with Remix Reality Podcast. And next week will also be you guys' submissions and the week after that. So I'm very excited to hear what you guys have to say. I love, love, love getting to interact with you guys. And you guys have loved these interactive episodes as well. So thank you guys so much for everybody who submitted something. And I hope you learn to love yourself a little bit more each and every day. This has been a Remix Reality Podcast. I'll see you guys next week. Bye-bye.